In this episode of In the Trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics, we visit with defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, coming off a battle against the Chicago Bears. They gave up 206 yards offense to the Chicago Bears. Unbelievable. In the red zone, they only scored one touchdown in three possessions. That's winning football defensively. But it takes all three phases: offense, defense, special teams. Heartbreaking loss for the defense up in Chicago. Now, all they have to do is go to Pittsburgh and take on the perennial winner, Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of history, a lot of tradition. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're coming off a tough loss. Big division implications here. Got to go to Pittsburgh and play hard. And this defensive football team has been playing hard for Lou Anarumo. Welcome to In the Trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics and our special guest, defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals' performance the first 2 weeks of the season. And coach, it's been really, really strong. I mean, your defensive football team 2 weeks in here, top 10 in a bunch of categories. I mean, tied for 10th in points allowed, the most important. And when you look at it, there's a pick six involved in that. You know, you had nothing to do with that, so you should be in the top 10 even higher. And I mean, yards per play, rush per play, pass per pass attempt, up and down the board, it's been very solid. How do you feel about things at this stage?
Yeah, good. You know, it's certainly gotten off to a good start. But you know, the guys, you know, we just left meetings here a little bit ago, and they know the number one thing is to win the game. And we've started fast, and really, at the end of the day, yesterday just comes down to making one more stop and one more play, pick up the fumble, you know, stop that last third down, and you know, we can come out of the Chicago with a win. But it just didn't go that way.
It's amazing. Logan Wilson had an opportunity to score two defensive touchdowns potentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, the strip sack by Hendrickson, if he gets it on a scoop and score, and then the interception, make one guy miss. I mean, he could have come up with a fumble recovery touchdown, an interception return touchdown. I mean, crazy. But that's what you're looking for out of him, the playmaking opportunity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and he's making the most of his opportunities, and certainly it showed up. You know, Trey had a good sack fumble, and you know, the ball's there. We got to make that play. And, you know, like you said, we were able, fortunate enough to, you know, he has a kind of a knack, Logan does, of showing in the rush and then popping out. He got a couple picks from that last year. So he's doing a good job. And, you know, they're playing good team defense right now. We are, and we just got to keep it up.
You face two high-quality running backs and two pretty good run schemes.
Yeah.
And control both of them. You know, as you always say, you stop the run and earn the right to rush the passer, and you've earned that right, and you got six quarterback sacks, you know, in two games. So it's going according to plan as such. I mean, nobody's been able to establish the run so far on you, coach.
Yeah, but knock on wood.
I hear you.
You keep it that way, and you know, we got a big challenge this week. You know, again, that running back, he's a rookie and all this and all that, but he's a big, strong guy. You know, and we can't let those guys get going either. But so far, so good.
Yeah, back in the day, I'm going back in the time machine, the way back machine. But when we played the Steelers, they had a guy named Harris. First name was Franco.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad either.
He wasn't too bad, Hall of Famer.
No.
Now there's Najee Harris. I mean, I don't know. What's the deal with the Harris boys at the running back position? This kid's pretty good, though, huh, coach?
He is, y'all. He's big, strong guys. He's tough. He runs hard. And he's powerful. He stiff-armed one of the guys from Vegas yesterday and kind of sent him flying into the first row. So, you know, he's a strong, powerful man. And you know, they're trying to get him the ball and take some pressure off, but he's a good player. We've got to be ready for him.
So up front, the Steelers are kind of revamping themselves a little bit. They get a couple of rookies starting. Villanueva, their Pro Bowl left tackle, is now with the Baltimore Ravens. David Castro is not playing football anymore. Pouncey's retired. I mean, it's all three of those guys, Pro Bowl players. Is the offensive line in transition at this stage?
You know, I think that anytime you get – that much change, and you lose, you could say what you want. You might have some gold jackets up there that retired, Pouncey and Castro, who knows? But those guys are working through it. We're just getting into studying them now, but they are playing together well. Like everybody, they can do things. I'm sure that they would want to have a few things back and do things differently, but they still got a ton of weapons, and they're still the Steelers, and it's always a challenge to go in there and win. But our guys are focused on that right now.
Let's talk the Chicago Bears game a little bit more, Coach. Transition back to that one, and Hendrickson on that third down play. I mean, he's got Fields in his sights, and he looked like he was trying to tackle get the ball out instead of maybe wrapping around the legs. And hindsight's always 20/20. But in that situation, do you have a preference?
Well, I mean, listen, we want to get the guy on the ground. That's the bottom line. But we're always preaching, get the ball off him. The ball was exposed. We certainly, again, we know what's at stake there, and we just got to get the guy on the ground. And that's what's most important. Trey had a heck of a game. He was pressuring, and he's going to make that play 9 out of 10 times. I have all the faith in the world in Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Hubbard and Hendrickson, Coach. Man, and the entire defensive line. I think if I had to pick a position group from top to bottom in terms of depth and what they're giving you, I don't think there's a better position group than your defensive line has performed the first couple of weeks here.
Well, they've all made impact plays in each of the first two games. You got Larry Okunjobi, who's so far doing a great job both in the run and in the pass game and getting penetration. And, we're getting some TFLs to get the offense off schedule. And, you don't always have to be perfect on your fits when that happens, And he's done a great job disrupting. But across the board, DJ Reader, I can't, tell you how well he's playing. And, Josh Tupou comes in, and you got BJ Hill, and then the edge guys. It's so far so good.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty good quality right there, and it's showing. I mean they play so hard. I mean that's obviously something that you must be preaching, because your entire defensive unit. I mean, man, everybody's giving full effort every single snap. I mean it's there's going to be plays made on people, and then because the other guys get paid too. But the mistakes are minimal, aren't they, Coach?
So far, yeah. And again, they have a great feel for each other. The players do, and they don't want to let each other down. And hustling and sprinting to the ball and taking the proper pursuit angles. We've done a good job with that. The first game against Minnesota, I thought we tackled extremely well. We had we had the fewest missed tackles in the league the first game. Not quite as good yesterday. We got to do better there. We'll ratchet it back up this week against the Steelers.
I've heard you talk about put out the fire. It's like you're an emergency fire department, and wherever the fire is, you got to go put it out. Yeah. And no matter what the field position is, I mean, guys are buying into what you're talking about. They got a pick six on an interception, then another interception, first and goal at the 9-yard line. You guys just bow your necks, man, and field goal opportunity. That's all they get out of it. So it's like the fire was put out. I mean, guys are responding to what you're trying to get done there.
Yeah, again, the sudden change stuff. Nobody wants to be in those situations, obviously. But I thought our guys handled it well. They didn't flinch, and that's what's most important. Is that you don't flinch, and I think that they showed their like you said, they bowed up and in all the situations and did not let them score a touchdown, which some of those field positions they could have, and our guys fought, and it was good. I was happy with it.
The first two football games, it's been Indian summertime, pretty hot out there on the field to play here in Cincinnati against Minnesota and then up in Chicago. The football team on the defensive side is well conditioned. I mean, obviously you got guys that have dedicated themselves in that aspect of it too.
Yeah, I think they are. I think it's also nice that we're rolling some guys, and that always helps, so that the snaps aren't quite as high as they they could be, and having depth to do that is a major plus. And it'll only pay dividends down the road, where as we get in later in the season, middle in the season, where guys aren't just totally, beat to heck, and because they probably would have had 40 or 50 more snaps at that time. We're doing a good job of trying to roll those guys through, and I think it's helping.
Coach, I guess I don't expect you to respond or answer this or comment or whatever, but I just got to get on my soapbox for a second about this taunting stuff. I mean, back in the day, it's like if the officials were to call flags every time somebody was talking to an opponent, you know, the way guys are talking now, the game would have never been played. I'm not saying that turn it into that type of deal where everybody's jawing at each other back and forth. But, man, you know, do you think the pendulum – well, I guess I'm asking you a question. Can the pendulum swing back? Is the pendulum swung a little bit too far, and can it swing back a little bit?
Because I just think here's how I think of that. It's the rule, and we have to obey it. And
right.
We got to find. All we tell our guys is: you make a play, find your teammate, and celebrate with him. Forget about the other guy; doesn't exist. And they're throwing the flags. That's evident. So, you know, that's what the league wants, and we'll obey the rules. We got to get back in the – again, find your teammate, celebrate with him, and get back in the huddle and move on. That's it.
You know, defense in any level, you know, stop the run, control explosives, and you've done a pretty good job of that. I mean, there haven't been a whole lot of big plays, you know, registered against you, and then win the turnover battle. You know, you got two takeaways. I know you'd probably like to have – more than that after a couple of weeks, but turnovers are – it's always, no matter the time frame, the year or whatever, man, if you lose the turnover battle, it's hard to win football games, isn't it?
Yeah, especially on the road, you know, anytime. You know, forget road, home, but especially, we've got to force more. You know, we've got to do a better job of continuing to strip at the ball, you know, and force those fumbles. That's something that we're, you know, hanging our hat on, and – you know, we have to continue to do that. And, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, the guys do know it, and they're consciously working at it. We got to get some more off them, and, they've put the effort in. They just got to do it.
Red zone in the last, game, you know, they got in there three times, only scored one touchdown. That's pretty good ratio. Third down, are there any areas, you know, critical areas like that you'd like to see some kind of improvement?
Yeah, we got to do better on third down. You know, I'm not happy with the, you know, we give up a 5-yard hitch route, they get a first down, and on third and long, you know, things like that. There's room for improvement, in every area. But right now, I think, you know, that's one where we've got to pick it up. And when we get them to those third downs, you know, like on the first drive, their only touchdown scoring drive, they converted three third downs, and one is a third down red zone scoring play. And you can't have those. Those will kill you. You get them a third down, you got to get off the field. Or if you're in the red zone, force them to kick a field goal. And, we did not do that on the first drive. We've got to execute better once it gets to third down.
One thing that you have done, though, on third down, Coach, is in the first two games, you've had like third and 10 or more, I'm thinking a handful of times, and usually it takes a few games to get that situation. You've been getting people way off schedule, you know, multiple times in the first couple of battles.
I think it goes back to those guys up front disrupting the run game and getting those, you know, those off schedule plays for the offense where, you know, we're tackling a run in the backfield for 3 or 4 yard loss. And now they're playing behind, you know, the sticks the rest of that series. So, you know, that's got to continue. And, you know, we're not going to make a season on third and 12. You'd love to, but you know how that goes. It's not going to be reality. But we just got to when we're in those third and mediums, we got to win those downs. You know, we expect to win the third and 10 pluses. But those third and mediums, we got to win more of those.
Quarterback run game, obviously Fields is a factor. You know, he leaked out on one, obviously a critical one. And Andy Dalton is a little bit more mobile than people give him credit for. And he, you know, he leaked out on one or two. But Cousins, that wasn't a big part of his game. It's not a big part of Ben's game. Do you game plan differently depending on the quarterback, or is it just pretty much here's your keys, you know, read it out?
Yeah, no, for sure. The guys are more, you know, totally aware of when Justin Fields was in the game as opposed to Andy in terms of the, zone read plays, you know, the really executed well on the one low red called the quarterback run where he pulled it and Cheeto made the tackle on the sideline, on their sideline. But, you know, the scramble plays, we have to do a better job, you know, with our rush discipline, our rush lanes, and that'll clean some of that up. You know, but so far so good on the actual called quarterback runs. We've done a good job.
I think we talked about this before, Coach, but, you know, in the back end, I mean, there's got to be – nobody's more anxious to see you or to see Trey Waynes on the football field than you. I mean, this kid, I mean, when he was out there during practices at training camps, like, dude, the dude can cover. He's long. He's physical. I mean – he's having injury issues. Hopefully, are we looking at this week or is it too early to tell, Coach?
I wish I could tell you.
I'm
not sure, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed and go from there. You know, again, Eli's man in the position right now, and you know, we'll see how it goes with Trey. I just don't know yet.
What about your safety play, the Killer Bees? You know, you got Jesse Bates and Von Bell. What are they providing for you, Coach?
Just stability. I think part of the reason, you know, you mentioned, well, you know, yesterday they had one play of 20 yards or more, you know, really no explosive, the 130 yard of the week before. And if you have good safety play, generally speaking, those big plays don't occur. And those guys have been working hand in hand with each other, and so far so good. So, you know, they're communicating well, getting the guys lined up on the back end, and, you know, super happy with what those guys are doing so far.
So, let's get back to Pittsburgh then for a little bit here, Coach, down the stretch, and appreciate the time that you
carved out
on a busy day.
The clicker's right here, just right here.
You're in the process of breaking it all down, huh? Yeah. So they have a new offensive coordinator. They got some new players, you know, up front, in skill players as well. Does it look like the same Pittsburgh Steelers? Does it look like a big difference in the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they're trying to attack you offensively?
I mean, they have some new wrinkles. I think at the end of the day, when you have a quarterback like Ben, you know, who's such a great player and who has been there for his entire career for so long, he's going to have what he likes and he knows works. And you can see the elements of the plays that over the years that he likes to call and run. So I see that, you know, I see some new wrinkles, but at the end of the day, you know, it's still the Steelers offense and you know, Ben is going to have a heavy hand on what goes on there, in my opinion.
So I just thinking ahead a little bit, the Jacksonville Jaguars are next. That's a Thursday night game. How the heck do you coaches with a Thursday, a short week like that? I mean, you almost have to, as you're working on Pittsburgh, you have to think about, you know, break Jacksonville down a little bit because there's only X number of hours before that next game. Is it an advantage to have a division opponent where you feel like you've got some kind of handle on what they do when you have a short week like that the following week?
You know, I just know that all of our attention is on the Steelers. And,
right.
You know, and solely on them. You know, we'll wait to the end of the week to start, you know, talking about the Thursday night game. And that's kind of generally speaking, no matter who you're playing the week before, there's a process there of normally, you know, on a Friday or Saturday, you would knock some stuff out. But now you're actually game planning on a Friday or Saturday for the following opponent, which you know, you have to because you know, the game's on Thursday. So, we've been doing it a long time. We know the process of it. But right now, the players, the coaches, I don't want anybody thinking about anything other than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's what's most important.
So I know you haven't put together the game plan yet. You're still in the process of breaking everything down and you're putting together today. Tonight, I know it's going to be a long night, Coach, tomorrow. And then you present it to the players on Wednesday. What do you think, though, your past experiences with the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you had to give me three keys, three musts that are, you know, unconditional to be able to compete against the Pittsburgh Steelers, what kind of things are they?
You got to make them one-dimensional. I mean, if they're running it and throwing it, it can be a long day. Ben has seen, you know, all kinds of disguises, and so he's going to generally get them in the right play. So the guy's got to know, hey, what's the weakness of this coverage or that pressure, and knowing that Ben will probably attack it. You know, and then he gets the ball out faster than anybody in the NFL. So, you know, getting our hands up front, you may not get there, but batted balls are always a key part of it. And I think that, you know, just handling their playmakers and don't let them get any shot plays, I think that's critical.
You know, Coach, you've got some smart players as well as physically talented players. Is a big challenge to you giving these guys, you know, as many tools that they can put in their tool belt as possible? I mean, you've got some guys that are responding to you. They're buying what you're selling. So is it fun thinking about, man, what can I do to make this guy even take him to another level as a player?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, and as you mentioned, I told the group this morning, I said before we took the field, before the last drive, when we had to stop them, you know, all their eyes were focused on, you know, getting that done. And, you know, we just came up a little bit short. But, you know, to me, it's all of their games are expanding with each week and each game. And, you know, I look forward to working with the guys going forward. And just like you said, you know, having the players do some things that, you know, they ordinarily wouldn't do, but put them in positions to be successful.
And you got a young football team that's a lot of them in their, you know, beginning primes of their careers. And when you think about what they can, you know, ramp up and develop into, it's real exciting. I mean, this defensive football team is fun to watch. And again, I think the biggest thing is they play so hard, and that's credit to you and your coaches.
The coaches do a great job, and you know, they're on the guys, and it's just kind of our standard and how we go about business, and that can never change. And the good news about that is that they've taken ownership of that part of it, and the players, that is. So they hold each other accountable, and they know what it's supposed to look like, and we just got to keep going.
Coach, can't thank you enough for carving time during a busy day to visit with us in the trenches. It's been a real pleasure and an honor. And good luck, and put together a great one. Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Always fun. Those days. Always fun. Can't wait to fourth quarter and Renegade comes on. So we'll be ready.
There you go.
All right.
Have a great one, Coach. Appreciate you.
See you.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.